From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Redfest 2025 Adventures on HF update. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest 25 Adventures on HF will be held on the 12th of April 2025. Our new venue will be the Deception Bay North State School, Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. We will raffle a very nice ICOM IC7300. We're sorting through our shed, and so the Redcliffe Club tables will be overflowing with all manner of pre-loved bargains, as will the vendors' tables. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au for more information. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello and welcome to the weekly update from the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'm Secretary John, VK4JPM. It's Groundhog Day, so I've checked with Punxsutawney Phil, and we're either in for another 4 weeks of Queensland snow, or this segment will replay over and over again until the next club meeting on Monday, the 10th of February. Speaking of which, Bruce, VK4MQ, is preparing for the session on fox hunting with ever more interesting do-it-yourself tools. He's just completed a signal strength meter that you can build for almost nothing. Seriously, since the key expanded meter component is a Chinese module costing $6 or less, Bruce also promises to describe how you can make a directional antenna in 1 hour with easily available parts for under $5, and he's worked up a seriously high Q 2-meter filter at a similarly unbelievable price. The message here is that you can get into fox hunting without spending a lot of money. You can have a heap of fun in an only slightly competitive field and learn so much about radio and electronics in the process. That's a really important reason for our hobby to exist, and Bruce is keen to get you up to speed. Come along and plan to have your horizons expanded, because that's what club meetings are about. Well, that, a beverage or two with friends and some Tim Tams. The meeting's on the 10th of February, starting from 1900. We meet in the Toowoomba Library, Level 3, with tons of undercover parking in the basement, so even if it did snow in Queensland, you wouldn't get wet. At the Darling Downs Radio Club, we believe that being social is an important part of amateur radio, so also a reminder about our bi-monthly informal lunch this coming Saturday, February the 8th. We'll be meeting at Cafe Inferno in the Southern Hotel on Ruthven Street, Toowoomba, just a bit south of the CBD. It's all very relaxed, and the menu still includes the great value 6 Super Saver specials. It's highly alliterative, it's very tasty, you can't go wrong. Again, you'll find address and more details on the club website, and it would help if you register via email to lunch@ddrci.org.au. Now, a few upcoming events that the club is supporting. There's a Weissen event in Southbrook on the 8th, 9th and 10th of March. The John Moyle Field Day over the weekend of 15th to 16th of March. And pop Saturday the 10th of May in your diary for the club's first annual fox hunt and social barbecue. Did you get all that? No? Not a problem. All the details about club events are on our website at www.ddrci.org.au and click the View Detail buttons to get more details. We welcome out-of-towners and non-members to our events. If you're planning to travel in, then let us know so that we can set the red carpet for you and your guests. Finally, if there's anything that's still a problem, feel free to blame us and get it fixed by sending an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. That's the same address for making general contact with the club. Until we meet again next week, it's 73s from John, VK4JPM, and all the gang at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The technology that we use depends on what is generally called a commodity, and which we pay for in increasingly high premiums, that of electricity. Mostly we are supplied by a reticulated service, and the electrons are persuaded to travel the network in various ways that we call generation. We seem to have seen a total revolution as batteries were the first way of making electricity available. Then came electromagnetic generation with various forms of energy providing the mechanical forces to rotate the magnetic fields. And we now have revived the storage battery to facilitate use. Various uses of electricity have occurred over the last three centuries or so, and the latest fad which has swept the share market speculators off their feet has been that of artificial intelligence. AI was undergoing an ethical analysis as to the limits of its uses and the capacities it should be allowed to develop, and then ChatGPT was launched on the world. Shares in the chip manufacturer Nvidia soared, but not as high as the fictional cryptocurrencies. Then this past week, a new player with reportedly fewer demands on computing power lobbed into view, and the stock exchanges reeled. Before the release of the Chinese-developed AI app, there were questions as to whether the electricity grids could meet the high demand of the data centres which hurled the gazillions of terabytes of data into the internet to make AI work. Then some cheeky environmentalist types added further to the debate by querying the amount of water that the data centres demanded to maintain suitably cool environments for the computers to make the magic. What we saw in the development of electricity as a necessary tool is the benefits of economies of scale. As more people were able to access electricity, the cost of providing it fell, until somewhere in the last quarter century the Western world lost sight of the things that are useful and renamed them as commodities. Utilities such as water and electricity were processed and supplied at sustainable costs. But when controls were relinquished and plants were sold off, the prices rose. With AI becoming more ubiquitous, the process of refining its use and recovering costs involved should, like electricity did once, fall with the greater uptake. Perhaps the union of AI and quantum computing will provide the impetus for a dramatic renaissance and dynamism of the sciences and technology. Boffins have been debating whether the fictional devices of the TV Star Trek series, such as matter transporters, can not only be imagined, but also constructed and used. Perhaps we are at the dawning of the Age of Aquarius after all, and amateur radio will see a flowering that few of us can imagine. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.